Before we begin, I want to make two disclaimers or clarifications or apologies from last week. So the first one is, it was brought to my attention that I put all this emphasis on the fact that seeing someone converted to Christ and growing in the gospel is a miracle, and that it would take a miracle to see that happen. And then later I said that we shouldn't, when I was talking about the ordinary means of grace, that we shouldn't actually expect miracles. And so someone was like, you do think it's okay to expect conversions and growth in holiness, right? So what I meant was, in a sense, we should expect ordinary miracles. Does that make sense? So what we shouldn't be expecting and building our faith on are these kind of supernatural, flashy, amazing things, but rather the ordinary miracles of people getting converted and growing in grace through the power of God's word. Is that okay? Yeah. Is that what you thought I meant? Or did you think I just invalidated everything? Here's what it's all about, and none of that's going to happen. So go somewhere else. The second is a little more personal, and that is I want to apologize to Marty. Marty wasn't even here last week. So Marty, I said some things about you. Last week I made a comment about an answer that Marty gave in class. And that comment could have been interpreted that as if I thought Marty was some kind of simpleton who didn't know theology and kind of lucked into a right answer. If any of you took it that way, then I just want to say I'm very sorry about that, and I'm very sorry to Marty if I gave that impression to anybody. The impression I meant to give is that Marty can kind of be kind of, aw shucks, I don't know any theology, and then he does. Okay, so that was the impression I meant to give. It was more to say, I love my brother, I love the way he shoots straight in not so flowery language and comes right to the point and says profound things. But I really apologize if any of you thought I was kind of high and mighty on my academic high horse and taking a shot at Marty. So, Marty, I apologize, even if you never heard it. But I appreciate people bringing things like that to my attention and saying, is that really what you meant to say? Or I love a congregation. We talked about this last week, kind of the Acts 17 principle of Paul preaching and teaching to the people of Berea and having the people check the scriptures to see if what he said was so. And Paul didn't say, like, how dare you question me or raise any questions or concerns. He praised them for that, for saying, yes, thank you for keeping me accountable and thank you for bringing things to my attention. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe I just said something that was wrong. That can happen. Newsflash. Your pastor is not divinely inspired, infallible, and inerrant. So I do my best to comment on the divinely inspired, infallible, inerrant word, but sometimes I'll make mistakes. Slips of the tongue, I'll say things that are wrong, and I really appreciate you calling me on that.